You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
Everybody. This is MZ Now.
Get one?
Yes.
Get one, Sarah? All right.
My photography skills are A+.
Yeah, Sarah's taking random pictures of people in the studio today.
Yes, because I'm an artist now.
Yes.
I'm watching.
When did this happen?
Overalls.
Happened 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? So you're taking pictures of just like a boring room? Is that kind of what the assignment is?
I have to show that I can manipulate lighting by being in fluorescent light.
Oh, okay.
Can you manipulate a
and
hurricane?
I thought, I know a dingy dungeon in which I can complete this.
Michael's dungeon.
Yeah.
Dejna.
What up?
From Australia is here again.
Dana.
So actually, Dana, we know you as Dejna.
Yes, I know. It's D-E-J-N-A.
Yeah, Dejna.
I say that so many times to people, and then they look at it and they're like, oh, it's Dejna. Or they
Dejna.
Write a G.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I tell them.
You should go by that professionally. You should go by Dejna.
Dejna, that's nice.
Dejna.
I don't know, it sounds kind of like a porn name.
Dejna and
Three. I said professionally.
Yeah.
Use your name for making money purposes, you know, whatever that entails.
I don't know, I kind of like Dana James.
I mean, that's cool too, I guess.
That's an awesome name.
That's like a good, like, little friendly neighbor, you know?
Hi. Dana James.
Miss Dana. James.
Yeah. Hi, Miss Dana.
Yeah.
How are you? But Sarah, you're taking pictures for a photography class. What kind of camera is that? A little Canon?
Yes. I went on Amazon and really found the cheapest one. And in my photography class, saw legit photography people were like, well, I chose this because the nuances of the white balance. And
right.
I was like, whoops, I did sort list, price low to high.
Yeah. Free shipping.
So someone happened to have the same camera, and I was like, oh, same.
I think it's the same camera Eric has.
Oh, probably. He's probably going to have a honest reason for it. He'll probably say it's because he studied.
That's the exact same camera I have. That's a good camera.
See?
You get
good taste
I've
everywhere.
I got the T6i. Yeah.
How much you spend on that,
T6?
Though?
That's good.
It's used, so not much.
Dang.
Like $200, $300?
Yeah, certified refurbished.
Oh, wow.
I should bring mine and we'll just have like a flash off.
Yes, absolutely. I'm all for that. Yeah. All for that in my little bitty room here. I'll just play music and you guys can have a flash off.
Just the two of us, no one else in the
room. Right.
Turn around.
So, the camera. So, Eric isn't here. I don't know what happened to him. So, they were all at Chris Sapphire's birthday party yesterday.
No, it's me. I'm very intimidating. You told him, and he's like, oh, hell no.
He loves you, by the way. He said that you were the only girl that made him almost go straight.
Oh, listen up, people.
Yeah. So, he does love you.
That is super real.
That is super real.
Now, like, all the gay people are going to hate me because they're like, don't take our men.
Yeah. No, I think they're cool with you taking Eric. I don't think that's going to be
a problem. Yeah, I was saying, the gays of Dallas will be up in arms over the temporary loss of Eric.
They're going to be like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him.
Our number one?
How do you spell that?
Yeah. No. They were at the party. I got a text yesterday at like 12:30. I'm almost home, right? And they're like, are you coming to Chris's birthday party? I'm like, I didn't know anything about it. I saw, thanks for that picture.
All my pictures, when I look through the viewfinder, I'm like, wow, I'm so good at this. And I look at the screen and it's always a disappointment.
That's because you took
every
a picture of me.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
But
why? Does it come up blurred?
Just everything is worse than I thought it was.
See, you don't have a natural talent like me. When I was in a photography class when I was a little kid, I had to use a disposable camera, right? I was like 5, right? Mm. We had disposable cameras and we had to enter them into like a photography contest.
Ooh.
So I didn't know what to take pictures of, so I just kind of played around, and I had like 5 pictures left. So I just took pictures of the grass or whatever, not aiming or anything, just taking random pictures. And then I saw this stick, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of the stick, but I couldn't take a picture of the stick on the ground because the ground was the grass was dead because we didn't water our grass. So it all kind of blended in. So in order to make the stick come alive, I put the stick in the air and laid on my back.
He's going on about stick
picture.
Talk right now.
Ooh.
Right, yeah. And I took a picture of the stick in the air against the blue background, and I won first place.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
talent.
An artist.
Nature photography.
Yeah, that's what I do. National Geo hit me up after that.
Urban nature photographer.
It's incredible, yeah. Yeah, the hood photographer.
Yeah.
That's what they called me.
The hood photographer.
But no, I didn't know what I was. I was trying to waste film, and I was just taking random pictures.
That
and stuff,
is stunning.
I won.
Did you start working with David Edinburgh?
Yeah, I do. I don't know who that is, but I started working with him.
You don't know who that is?
Who's David Edinburgh?
You should leave.
I will.
Right now.
I'll do it right now. I'm
no, okay,
ready
you need to
for
Google him. You know, like... those what do you call it? The documentaries on like animals and stuff.
Oh, from like Nat Geo. And
yes,
stuff.
Like he's like the main dude for the last like 10,000 years.
And he's in your field.
He's an English guy.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
And you'd probably recognize his voice.
Probably. From documentaries and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. He does so many of them.
I love stuff like that.
Like I don't think there's many documentaries that I've happened to watch.
I say that I love stuff like that, but I haven't seen a documentary probably in the last 10 years about animals.
No, but you know, they come up and you're like, yeah. It's not something you're like, oh, I really want to see that.
You're just kind of flipping through.
And you're like, oh, that's a really big ant.
Yeah. And it's mating with this elephant. And
it's amazing.
You start watching it. And you're like, I'm entranced in what's going on.
Yeah, it gets like really close up. And then David Edinburgh comes on and he tells you how like the teeth on the things of the ant and how it has hairs and they can carry this much weight.
See,
like,
look how much she's learned from him.
I know.
The teeth on the
David.
Thing and the hairs.
Yeah, see, the
you've learned. You've learned more from David than probably your your own classes.
Probably, since I don't remember much from school.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to be a big star.
Somebody's calling. Hang on.
I didn't go to school, but you don't have to be a star.
This is your coffee calling me.
Oh, yeah, good. You know where they got the word caffeine, right?
No. I do not.
Well, people were like mixing up coffees, and they're like, oh, you're such a fiend for coffee, and they're like, I'm a caffeine. It's a coffee.
Oh, caffeine. I didn't know that.
No, that's not
a
true
coffee.
Story.
Oh, I was going to say, you learned that from David as well?
Must have.
All right, we got to get this coffee, except for me. I have my Red Bull. There it is.
You're more
Red Bull smoothie.
I'm a little more snooty. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. And I don't know what we'll do after that.
All righty.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv.
Tired of getting lost? You'll never need directions again with the Dexter Morgan GPS.
I'll be your dark passenger for today.
With killer features like state-of-the-art turn-by-turn directions,
turn left here,
interactive touchscreen,
keep your eyes off me and on the road,
and intelligent routing and rerouting.
If you want to live a little longer, do exactly as I say.
Powered by next-gen technology.
Programmed with Harry's code.
The Dexter Morgan GPS. It's the last GPS you will ever need.
We're here. You've reached your final destination.
Hey, this is Bree.
This is Kaylee
from Little Women Dallas,
and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS.
Sorry for the abrupt ending, that exciting first block. It was so riveting. We had to stop because the coffee was here. Found out we didn't have any coffee, and I'm a good host, so I want people to have coffee and enjoy themselves when they're here, right?
Of course.
So coffee. I ordered coffee, and it said it was 30 minutes away. I'm like, well, let's squeeze out the first block first, and then in the middle of the break, the coffee should be here. Literally came 3 minutes before the first block ended. So
it's greatly appreciated.
Those Uber drivers did not get a tip. I'm just kidding. They have Ooh. To. Hey, they have to now. It makes you tip.
Here's a tip. Be better.
Yeah. If you say you're going to be here in 30 minutes, be here in 30 minutes. I don't want you here in 10.
I don't mind it being early, though. I'll admit that.
You like your Uber drivers to be early? Oh, you got yours early.
No, my coffee.
Yeah. Hers was 5 minutes behind yours.
I don't want my driver to be early if he's going to say he's going to be here in 30 minutes.
Yeah, you got time to get, you like, to get ready. You have things to do.
Exactly. He's here in 29 minutes and 30 seconds.
That's something different.
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm really happy we popped back from the first block with this much improved second block.
Yes. Exciting and riveting conversation.
We're getting better by the minute. That's great.
By the way, I realized I looked at my, because you know, you can see your Uber rating now, because Uber drivers rate you just as much as you rate them.
Same
right?
as Lyft.
Right. So my rating is a 4.82. And I'm like, why is it not a 5?
Ooh, I'm too scared to look at mine.
mine is not a five, and I was thinking about this because I'm very courteous and I talk to the Uber drivers. I'm like, hey guys, what's
so
going on?
You know, annoying. You did the Trump accent.
Yeah,
thing,
I do Trump.
You? That's why.
I've done Trump.
That's
I've
why.
Done, you know, I did.
Oh, you do impressions Bill, for them
I do
for
impressions.
A five?
I entertain, yeah, for a five.
So,
I do whatever
so
I got to do for my
you
rating.
You got in the car and you had maybe like a Latino or Mexican driver.
Uh huh.
And you did the Trump thing. They would have been pissed at you. You know,
I
that.
Actually did that for a couple of friends at a bar the other night, and the barkeep. What were the 1800s?
The
hey,
barkeeps. The barkeeps and the maidens, the beer
right.
maidens.
And the, what do you call it? The barbacks. The barbacks oh. were Mexican and didn't approve of my Trump impression or my get him out of here jokes.
Get him out of here jokes.
Yeah. They
I feel
were
like
not
that's
very
a,
happy with
well,
me.
Well, I also I feel like those are types of jokes that only work well in Texas.
Right.
Because among us, we know that it's an untrue.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. But I do worry being in a public place that people are going to think it's real.
Yeah.
No.
Totally not.
These barbacks thought I was serious. And I'm like, guys, I'm Mexican. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're Mexican?
We're having a good time. Yeah, I know. Shock.
Jesus isn't Mexican.
Yeah, I know. She says I look like Jesus because my hair's long.
Why did I say that?
And I look like, I'm guessing because my hair's long and I look Middle Eastern.
Oh, no. It was because earlier I said that we should have a dinner before I go back.
Oh, right. To right. Australia. Am I supposed to say that?
No. It's all right. Dad can't hear me right now.
Oh,
I was just thinking that. I was like, hey, when he can't hear this.
We can't talk about where you're going, but
we're going back to Australia. It's
you're
fine.
Going back to
is
Australia.
Is it a surprise?
It's because my dad just messaged me. So I've got like, yeah, it's a surprise. He doesn't know I'm coming home.
Oh,
so
he's freaking
fun.
Out.
Oh, well, by the time this comes out, you'll already be home.
Right. But then he'll be like, you deceived me. I'm
right.
Like, dad, you know I surprised you. Like,
you have
were
a bad
there.
Relationship with your dad? Like, if he
doesn't sound
if
like
you
the
come
best
home,
person to surprise.
He's like, why did you do this to me?
No, I'm just thinking like, crap, I can't tell anybody that. And I was like, no, hang on. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're recording this.
Yeah. It's going to come out by the time.
Right. So
you will be in Australia
Jesus.
By the time this comes out.
No, I said supper. We should have, right. We should right. have the last dinner, the last supper.
And she's like, you kind of look like
you
Jesus.
You kind of look like Jesus.
The last yeah. dinner.
The last dinner. But I was thinking back to my Uber rating.
Yes.
The reason why I think it's 4.82 is because of all the times we had to pick up Alexis from the her apartment or whatever. We had to scoop Alexis
that's
around.
That's true. A lot of people, you use your Uber name
yeah.
for a lot of other people.
And most of it.
Namely our guests.
Right. Namely Alexis or
namely,
Little Women or Little Women of Dallas.
Speaking.
So any one of those. Could have caused my rating to go down
ooh,
to a
that's
five.
That's true. Or it could just be feedback on your impressions.
Or
it could be.
Feedback.
It could just be.
No,
he
it's
could
not
improve,
that.
Maybe
it's
wear a different
that.
Shirt, you know.
Right. I'm very nice to them, though. I talked to them about their life. Oh, how long have you been driving for Uber? You know, I do that whole thing. Because I'm worried about my rating.
Speaking of ratings and Lyft and Uber drives, or rides, sorry. I did Lyft for a little while I was in Miami.
Weights or...
No, like
oh.
driving.
Oh, okay.
Lift. I did lift.
I did lift.
I lift during
that
by
was
day
some really
lift by
good
night.
Wordplay.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, all right, I'm going to start driving today. I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because I stopped doing personal training and then.
Just to recap, the reason why
Dejna
was here.
Dejna.
James.
The reason why she was here to begin with was to help Jaime and Eric lose weight, both of which are not here today. And they're
both
probably
of whom
stuffing
have
their.
Probably not
yeah,
lost weight.
Have probably gained weight since you've been here.
Super scared of me.
Yeah.
Super scared.
So I told them if they didn't lose weight, you'd be back, and you are, and they're not here.
And they're,
right?
Yeah.
And
right?
they're somehow the car was.
Oh yeah, I didn't read this.
Today.
Hold on. Let me finish the story about Eric real quick, and I'll let you finish yours.
All right.
So Eric texted me this morning, said, "Hey, are we doing a show?" Which I don't know why we wouldn't be. And I said yes. I said just like that, yes. And he says,
"Yeah."
At 12:15, he texts me. He says, "I can go in my car. Mess up." I said,
so he's so flustered with fear.
What's that?
He
but he says,
speak.
"I can go." So I'm like, "You can go, and your car mess up." I don't understand what's going on here.
Your car mess up.
So 3 hours later, I text him back. I'm like, "So are you coming or not?" He goes, "No, I can't make it today." And I said, "Well, Dana just came just for you," and he goes, "Oh no." And that was it.
Oh no, I
oh,
wasn't
no.
ready.
I wasn't ready. That's Kevin Hart. Love
oh,
Kevin Hart.
That's always a good sign of impression if you have
yeah.
to name the
yeah,
person
afterwards.
Directly after and then maybe get a giggle.
All right. So at one point you used
your
to
best
lift.
Friend. Right. So I was in Florida and I was like, I'm going to start my day. I'm going to drive for maybe 5 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Kill some time. I wasn't working because I got from a car accident last year. I had to go through therapy. I think I told you this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, so I had a check come in. So I was chilling for a while and
sure.
and that was great. But
yeah.
then I was like, oh, I'll do this. So I did that. And I go to this place, pick these people up and like, oh, can you come around this way? Blah, 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 because we got the kids. I was like, Ah, crap. So I drive around and the kids get in the car, and just before the second one gets in and the mom gets in, the mom goes, oh, someone needs a, you know, a diaper change. And I was like five hours ago.
Yeah.
Like, you could just tell it was bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, lady gets in and then we're driving and I put the window down. This kid smelled so, actually there was three of them, the cutest little kids. I got a picture too.
You like kids or you hate kids?
I love children.
Okay.
But they were the cutest little things. They were like three and under.
Okay.
And there was like one, two and three, but so cute. But Jesus Christ, I could not stand the smell. I got her where she had to go and dropped her off. Real nice, sweet woman. You know, she told me all about her dramas and I'm like, all right, you know, it's blah, 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 whatever. I drop her off. I opened all the windows. I went across the street. There was some stores there and I had to get out for a while.
Yeah.
It was that bad. So anyway, I was like, all right, I'm going to get something to eat or whatever and then I'll drive again. I could not drive the rest of the day in that vehicle. I had to air it out. So once I got back.
Kids are just gross.
No, but once I got back home and decided like I can't do this,
uh-huh.
I look in the back and there's a huge stain on my seat.
Oh no. Oh, I've had that.
Turns out it was me the whole time.
Oh. No.
I had a date one time that left a stain in my seat.
What?
That's not a joke. Yeah, it's a whole other story.
That's cute. It's like, oh my God, it's like leaving a glass slipper.
Flow Cinderella.
So I told Lyft about it. Not only that, the kids were eating in the car, which I don't normally allow, but like I just didn't want to argue with three children and a mother and a dad, and they were arguing.
You don't
arguing.
Want to end up on, you know, Jerry Springer or something.
No, right? So anyway, the because they were eating something greasy, there was the side of my doors were all messed up and had stains in like the carpet looking pot, and it was like all greasy. So I took pictures of it and told Lyft. They charged $150 for cleaning.
To her. Wow.
Yeah. And I felt kind of bad, but I was like, I'm not fronting the bill for this.
Right.
Because like...
You didn't poop in your car.
They didn't exactly look like they were living in a place that
they had
a lot of money.
If you did, it's a great cover-up.
Right. She was trying to figure out how to get the stain out. She's like, I'm going to drive for Lyft and blame it on children. What a great way to get your car detailed.
But like... I did not give that woman a good rating.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Poor lady.
No, I felt She's bad, like, but I was like, I can't, you know.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
How do I do this? So they didn't tell me what they were going to do. They just sent me an email after. They're like, oh, we need to know the details. I just thought they'd like, you know, figure something out. I don't know. But then they get an email saying, we have charged the client $150 for cleaning fee, blah, 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 blah. It went straight into my account and everything. I was like,
wow.
Dang.
Thanks, Lyft.
So you never got the stain clean and you blame it on all the other kids.
Of course, I got the stain clean.
Oh,
that's nasty.
That would have been a little racket you could have pulled.
She just sold her car. She burned it.
But, but the next time that, you know.
I would have burned
your
car.
The next time I'm driving on a long road trip and I need to go, like I'm going to just put my Lyft thing on for a minute and say, oh, it was this person. Yeah.
Yeah, it was this person.
I'm just, you can't actually do that.
By the way, okay, so let's talk about why she's actually here. So let's give the brief history of what happened since the last time you were here. So she was here. She was a personal trainer. She came in to help Jaime and, you know, to change their lives, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. So she ended up like literally a month later after she was made her first appearance here on the show, moved to Miami, right? Everyone everybody got like, along with her.
There's no hope of me helping lose weight. There's no hope.
Yeah,
of
what's up, Eric?
People lose weight in Texas.
You even asked me.
Eric's
in that
not
segment.
Here, so I'm absorbing his
energy. Right, his energy. You're sitting in his mic right there. Yeah,
you asked
this
me
mic
as well.
Causes
in that,
stutters.
That one or this one?
That one.
No, you told me in that last one. You're like, oh, so you're not going anywhere because you know I just moved from Australia.
Oh yeah,
from Cali.
I
I'm
did.
Like, no, I'm not.
Because we all liked her. We're like, this is a friend we can have on the show. We can hang out with. You know, we add this to our repertoire of people that we like. Right. Literally. And I asked her that because she was, oh, I went to California. I just got from California to Dallas. And now, you know, I'm going to be here for a while. Right.
Does that happen to you a lot? We're like, hey, I think you're cool. Would you like to hang out next
happens
week?
And all
like,
the time.
Oh, it turns out I'm moving across the country.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah. Right. So literally in like a day, she makes up her mind. She's like,
it was
I'm
weeks.
Going to Miami.
Actually, it wasn't weeks.
I'm like, Miami? What's in Miami? Oh, I'm going to model or whatever. I don't know. Something in Miami, right? The hurricane's coming. I'm going to go to Miami.
Hurricane's coming. It seems like
yeah, it seems like a good time.
Hurricane, good time to go.
Hurricane season is about to be upon us. I want to be there for the adventure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. That was it. That was what, 4 or 5 months ago?
Five
months ago. Then, you know, I keep up with her. I talk to her every, you know, couple of weeks or something. And then
come
she's
back.
Like,
I miss you.
Yeah,
like, no one loves me.
We need to come back here. Yeah. What happened to you? Where are you at? You come back to Dallas? No, I'm never going back to Dallas. Screw Dallas, blah, blah, all that stuff.
Dana Jean, where'd you go?
I'm crying, tears in my eyes. So then she's like,
that's a pretty good
impression. I'm going to go to acting school. I'm like, well, cool. Where are you going to go? Like, you know, L.A. or what? No, I'm going to Australia.
Poland.
Poland. Essentially the same thing.
Warsaw.
I'm going to Australia to go to acting school.
I'm going to Warsaw to get more in touch with my feelings.
Right. So I'm like, what? This is all like in a matter of like a day. She's like, I'm going to go to acting school. Maybe New York. Maybe do something, you know, where acting is prominent. I said, that's cool. Next day, I'm selling my belongings. I'm going to Australia. Okay.
Done.
Wow. All right. Well, cool. Well,
well then.
Happy trails. So then I hear about
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Then I hear about this
hurricane.
I don't
have an international plan, so don't bother.
Right. I'm done. This is my last stop. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, exactly. Don't call me anymore. Yeah. I message doesn't work in Australia. So then hurricane, what is this one? Jose or Juan or?
Trina's grandmother.
Big Trina's grandmother. Idris?
Irma.
What a great name.
My grandmother did say.
What'd she say?
She is very happy that people will finally stop naming their babies Irma.
Yeah,
Irma.
This is going to stop the epidemic.
I had 12 Irmas in my class. We're down to six.
They all fled the country.
So.
Oh, no, no, no.
Irma's
that was a
coming.
Reference to age.
They're all dying off. So Irma's coming into Florida, right? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, you know, at least it's not Houston got hit. I knew a lot of people in Houston. At least I don't know anybody in Florida. And I start thinking, I know like 100 people in Florida. So I immediately start texting everybody, hey, you getting out? What are you going to do? You know, please leave. So
please.
I forgot.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't no Latin person know nobody in Florida.
Well, these all white people that I know in Florida, right? Yeah, there's no like Latin people that I know in Florida.
That's true. There is a bit of...
Our voice guy, Mike Elmore, who does all the voiceover work, you know, MZ Now, well, the main voice guy has
MZ
been
Now.
Has been using
the
our...
Mandadora voice, and he do it on the radio.
Look at that. That's incredible. So the guy that's been doing our voiceover work, Mike Elmore, who's been doing our show for 11 years now, since 2006... is in Florida, and I didn't even think about it. I'm like, is he okay? Everybody's okay. I forgot that she lives in Florida, so I text her. I'm like, what are you going to do? Are you going to get out of there? No, I'm good. I'm just going to be here. This is Thursday. I'm like, what?
That was Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm good. I'm
okay.
Like, no, you probably need to get out of there. Did we learn nothing from Katrina? I know you weren't here in America when Katrina hit, but did we learn nothing? You had to
lessons
hear
Lessons were learned.
It. Yeah, lessons were, well, you would think.
Say what you will about it. Lessons were learned.
You would think. People still stayed. There's people in Florida right now. I'm not leaving this house. I was born and raised in this house. And then next week we're going to be.
Why do I have that
off.
Accent if we're they were born and raised there?
But that's true. Next week we're going to get them.
It's a Miami accent.
Be flying a helicopter in the roof to pick them up.
That's exactly like how Tarzan learns English from an English woman but has an American accent. It makes no sense.
That is true.
No sense.
Actually, someone I know in Houston. So right when Harvey hit, everyone's calling everyone they know in Houston, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy is not answering his phone. Days pass.
Rude.
No one's heard from him.
Freaking out.
Finally, his mother starts calling friends and saying, have you heard from him? Have you heard from him? The next day, he sends a mass text that says, sorry, my phone was off.
for weeks?
For a whole week.
Yeah.
In the middle of Harvey. He was just like psyched. He had no work.
Yeah.
Chilling in his apartment.
Drinking.
Yeah.
It was also not charging it in a way that was unrelated to Harvey.
Oh, so it wasn't like he lost power.
No.
So he's watching the Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah. Probably.
So he was totally fine.
So she's like, no, I'm not leaving Miami. I'm here. It's all good. I'm like, you need to get out of there. Like, that's the only person I've talked to in Florida that's like, I'm staying here. You know, I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Good.
I'm leaving to go back to Australia on Tuesday.
I got some goulashes.
I got stuff to do. Yeah. I got a raincoat. So then immediately, then I get
got
a text
one
from
of them ponchos.
Thursday night or Friday night, she's like, oh, I'm coming to Dallas. I'm like, what?
No, it was Thursday in the morning. Friday in the morning. Oh,
yeah.
It might have been Thursday that you said it. Sorry. I think I'm a day different right now. It must be
the time zone.
It must be the time zone.
Yeah.
But I remember because I talked to my sister. She messaged me in the morning and I was with friends. We'd been out drinking the night before and they were like so chill about stuff because one of them, he's like a multi-millionaire. No,
right.
In the morning, multi-millionaire.
Okay.
He's got this huge house. Like I'm looking at it like I'd rather go here than like anywhere in the world right now.
Sure.
Like I could do like freaking cartwheels in the bathroom. Like it'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, you could run around nude for an hour and no one would
say
find
that
you.
In the real estate file?
Yeah.
No, but so it was Friday morning. My sister messaged me and she's like, oh, why don't you just go to Texas? And I was like, oh, yeah, good idea. And then I texted my mom. I was like, I'm going to
good
Texas.
Good idea. Yeah.
Just like, boom, I'm going to Texas.
Good idea.
Good idea. I like that idea very, very much.
Well, very much.
That was a unifying moment because that was a Texas accent and an Australian accent coming together in one word.
Isn't that amazing?
That was beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Talented.
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, yeah, I've done that drive before, so why not? It was awful, though. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I was driving on the shoulder most of the
first
day.
But it worked out great because you were going to leave from Miami to come to Dallas for a connecting flight to Australia.
Exactly.
So all she did was skip that first flight.
Which I'm going to get a refund for.
Yeah. And fly it out. So it worked out perfectly. So we were all hanging out Saturday or yesterday. I was hanging out with some friends. She's like, hey, I'm an hour away from Dallas. I'm like, well, come on in. We'll get some dinner. So, and then here she is today.
Come on in to the walls of Dallas.
Yeah.
Come on down.
We're going to open up the big gate from the wall. Let these aliens in.
It opens like an old car window.
Actually, just...
Yeah, we got to
crank.
What?
You got to crank it open?
Yeah, come on down.
It was like 10 minutes ago, my mom messaged me, or my dad. I've got a group message with my family right now, which no one ever does. They just leave it as soon as I make it. They're like, no, I'm not listening to this conversation.
Right.
It's Dana. And they, you know, they started asking, like, hey, are you in Texas now? Are you safe? Which I had already told them, but for some reason, they're still asking.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I am. So I sent them a picture of the burger that I got from Red Robin.
Right.
Because, you know, everything in Texas is bigger. So
yes,
I think I actually grew 3 inches when I came in here.
That is a phrase that she just made up.
By the way, that's the heading on my Tinder profile. Everything in Texas is bigger.
Wow.
What happened to you?
Not disgusting. Yeah.
Well, it's big where it counts. No, I'm just kidding.
So just in case it wasn't clear enough.
What's that?
Just in case it wasn't clear, you haven't.
Right.
I am referring to...
Right. Yeah. I have an asterisk, and then I have at the very bottom, the asterisk explains what I'm... Yeah, but my feet are obviously very small, yes. Dejna made fun of me.
I thought
yesterday.
You meant your heart.
That's what I was talking about, my heart. Yeah. It's very big.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
nice.
I mean.
It's a
you do have a big heart, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Enlarged valves?
Well, that's because of the Red Bull.
That aorta just pumps hard.
It just keeps going.
My heart's very big. I don't have long to live. Go out.
So
with
you
me.
Sent a picture of
burger. I sent a picture of the burger to my family.
The burger.
Because it's, you know, it's like
it's huge.
I don't know how can you
it's
even describe
huge.
That right now.
Right.
But you know when you fake put your hand up and you're like, oh, you pretend to eat a burger, that's how big it was. And it's not a
ooh,
McDonald's
good.
Burger either.
Right.
Because that would be like tiny. It's like
a little
inch.
Pancake.
Yeah. Flattened out.
Or just, a hot cake, as you people may call it.
No, it's a pancake.
Oh, okay.
I thought you guys called them hotcakes.
No.
Where the hell does hot cakes come from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right. At McDonald's, they do call them hotcakes.
Oh, do they?
In Australia.
That's where you're, the place you traveled.
That's what, I'm very cultured. I did see at one point hotcakes on the menu, and that's where it was.
I actually don't eat McDonald's, but I got McDonald's on my road trip because I was trying to get food that first day coming all the way up Florida, and everywhere was packed.
Fast food is made for road trips.
Yeah, but it was like, everywhere was packed. Like, I wasn't going to like sit there and wait half an hour, just before I made my order. Like, it was really bad. It was so bad that, you know, because 6.5 million people are trying to leave on a three-way highway.
Damn it. We need our Big Macs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm driving.
We're getting out
I'm
this
driving,
world without a Big Mac.
I'm driving up the shoulder, you know, like trying to get those little like bumpy things. So for like 10 miles.
The things
I just
that
hear,
tell you not to be on the shoulder.
Yeah. Those things like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
So that, and then I wasn't going to stop. So I waited till, and I hadn't eaten anything.
By the way, all this is in a rental car, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
this rental car is going to be completely trashed.
Yeah.
What happened to the suspension? Oh, we were driving on shoulder bumps the whole way.
We were driving on
come
those shoulder guys.
Yeah, the shoulder guys.
The ones
that
you stay on to make sure you're on the right place.
It wasn't bumper to bumper. It was shoulder to shoulder. So anyway, I got, I think I ended up getting food in like Tallahassee or something.
Yeah.
Culinary capital.
What?
The culinary capital of the world.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that.
She's Australian, shouldn't get it. It is not a culinary capital.
Isn't it?
Sarah, have you been to Australia?
No.
That's the one place you've never been? Oh, you have? You guys need to... Well, Sarah's a very traveled individual, very cultured.
As am I.
Many different places. So when she goes to Australia...
The bar is low around here.
Right. Yeah.
She knows how to say thank you in Swiss Dutch.
Do you?
Danke.
Oh, danke.
I told her it was German, but then she told me this whole story about Switzerland and don't ever go there.
In Basel, in Switzerland, they have just tiny areas where it'll be like the size of a Texas county, if even.
Yeah.
Where the language is different than everywhere else in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it'll be hybrids of other things.
Oh, I see.
So I was there for 3 days. I was like...
What were you doing, like charity work or curing up Ebola or something?
I was going to an art festival, obviously. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's what it was.
With our camera.
Also, I love...
Trying to take you
I went
a good
to this
shot.
Really, really fancy art festival where it's like people are buying art that is, I mean, millions of dollars. So my friends and I got dressed up and were inquiring.
You should have put your
with
picture
obviously
up there.
No intent.
Yeah.
But it was, man, everyone should do that. You feel so important by the end.
Yeah.
So people are like, how much is this one? They're like, oh, we're asking for $40,000. You're like, I'll think about it.
40. I did that.
Yeah.
I did that at a LA art festival. I was there, and first art festival I think I've ever been to. I was 22 or whatever.
I didn't know there were art festivals.
Or maybe it was a gallery or something. I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm. But
it was
a gala.
It was a gala, right? And I walk in off the street, don't know what's going on, me and my buddy. And there's this giant painting. It's like a wall. It's a giant painting. I guess they call that a mural.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you did learn there.
And it was like $30,000. All it was just like, it was just somebody painted it black, right? They literally just painted it black.
That's probably a Rothko reference.
So I sat there and I'm like, what is this? And I'm talking out loud, you know, to everybody around. I'm like, who would pay this much money for this? You know, I'm like,
and then
Jerry
red
Seinfeld.
Dot on the thing, sold.
No. This guy next to me is laughing. So I'm just going off. It's egging me on, right? I kept going, who are these people that would buy this? You know, I'm doing the whole
thing. So Seinfeld was there?
The whole Seinfeld thing. The guy's laughing. Turns out he's the guy's assistant, and he disagreed.
Painted it?
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, I'm with you all the way. He goes, I work with this guy. I'm his assistant, and I think it's ridiculous. I'm like, well, see if you can talk him down. I'll buy it for $10,000. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But yeah, I was very loud and obnoxious and didn't get kicked out.
See, that's the key. The key is to act like you're really shopping.
Right. Yeah, no, I'll be like, who would buy who are these people? All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 it's your boy Fat Pound Chicken in right now, man. We got more MZ coming up next. Do not change it.
Are you guys excited about MZ Now at all?
No.
Well, what is MZ Now?
What is it?
I don't know. No idea.
MZ Now online at mznow.tv.
This Halloween, fear has a whole new name. Critics are calling it the scariest movie in decades. From the minds that brought you Diabetes Part 2 comes a horrific nightmare that you have to see to believe. Variety calls it a disturbing masterpiece that will keep you awake for weeks. Entertainment Weekly says this terrifying and traumatic experience is not for the faint of heart. And The Hollywood Report says, I can't unsee what I just saw. It's Alexis the Movie, now in theaters.
Can you feel it?
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS. Get behind-the-scenes extras and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else. The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
This is MZ Now.
Hi, this is Jesse Smiles, and you're listening to Michael Zavala. Michael, please stop calling my phone. I'm not even joking. This is not cool at all anymore, and I'm going to start. It's enough. I'm done.
That's going to be Dejda here in a little bit. Please stop calling me. I don't get service in Australia.
Please stop calling me.
Ooh, see, that's nice.
Yeah.
There's a soundbite.
Yeah, she's a singer, too.
Oh.
Incredible. Please stop calling me. Michael Zavala, Please Stop Calling Me is a new single.
Yeah, I would listen to it.
Yeah. By the way, for some reason, some genius decided to add bicycles to downtown Dallas, like bikes you can rent.
Right.
Hate it. I don't know who came up with this. They need to be fired.
Florida. Like, why do you hate it?
Because, first off, we're not designed to be, we can't accommodate
people
walking.
We're not a bike-friendly place.
Right. We can't accommodate, we can barely accommodate the cars that we have on our street.
Yeah.
We
you
can't.
Mean the monster trucks.
Right. And the monster trucks. And well, like in Deep Ellum, we have like two-lane roads. So we can barely fit everybody's cars down there, and we can barely walk down there, and now you're adding bikes to the mix? Drunk people on bikes. I mean, really, is that a smart decision? I've almost hit three
people. So people are saying,
people
I don't
already.
Need to drive, and I don't need to pay for a cab.
Right,
I'll
and
bike
I don't
home.
Need a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you have to wear a helmet in Australia. It's law. Otherwise, you'll get a ticket.
I thought it was law here, too, but it's not. Apparently.
It isn't?
I don't think so.
No, because you don't have to even have to wear it on your motorbike.
That's just rumor from parents lying from generation to generation.
I thought I remember seeing
law.
Something. Because, see, I'm not that old, and I had the internet, you know, when I was a little kid, and I remember looking it up. Maybe I didn't.
I didn't have the internet.
That's because you're in Australia. You guys were, you know, you're kind of a little bit behind everybody. I didn't know you guys ate kangaroo, by the way. I just figured that out.
Yes, the Australians eat kangaroo.
Is it like a cow over there? Like how we eat
No, it's
burgers?
Like deer. It'd be like deer.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So it's like wild game.
Yes.
Okay. Wild game. I'm game.
Thank you. I understand now. I
was just, it's kangaroos.
By the way, thinking. I have to go camping in like 3 weeks and I'm scared to death.
So you're preparing to hunt and
it's
scavenge?
A bachelor party. And I'm like, so what are we doing here? Are we actually going to be in tents or are we going to be in a cabin? He's like, no, Michael, we know you don't like sitting outside, or staying outside. We got a cabin. Thank you.
I like that, fake
what's
camping.
What's the Wi-Fi like? We have a good Wi-Fi. We have yeah. bad Wi-Fi. Do you need me to bring a PlayStation? What do I need to bring? What do you need?
Yeah.
So they haven't told me yet. So hopefully bring a TV or something.
Yeah, just bring all of it.
Speaking of kangaroo, there was a... just made me think of this story. This is not actually kangaroo related, but this guy that I used to talk to, we were just friends. He was dating a girlfriend of mine, and then they split up, and him and I were pretty tight. So we were out one night, and then he was eating kangaroo for some reason. He invited these very friendly women back.
Oh, this is your theme song, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but these girls started looking at me real weird. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like, you guys are messed up. You guys are weird. He told them that I was his sister because he was trying to sleep with them. He's like, no, don't worry about her. That's my sister. And then later on after that, I don't know what he was taking. He was on drugs or something after the big night. He told them that although I'm his sister, we were sleeping together. I'm like, why would you say
what
that?
What a weird lie.
I usually introduce the person I'm
what
dating.
What a bizarre lie.
As this is my sister.
Yeah.
I usually do that.
Yeah, sure. That works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually stopped talking to him after that because I was like, okay, you weird. Are really messed up. Like,
you still see each other in family reunions.
I'm like, do you have
stuff,
a right? real sister?
Can we
like
have his
fantasy?
Number? I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Call him up right
this
now.
This is like 10 years ago, but...
What if it's a genius plan he had and we just don't get it?
Ooh,
oh, I really want to talk to him.
Well, maybe, I don't know. He did end up sleeping with them both, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it worked.
What? How good looking is he?
Well,
that
he
lie?
He wasn't my type, but he was a pretty good looking dude.
What's...
People.
What's your type? Like, huge? Huge.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump's your type.
Shadowed.
So you don't eat kangaroo, though?
No, I don't eat kangaroo.
Why is that?
I don't know. I didn't grow up eating kangaroo, and they're
neither
so
did I.
Cute.
I would...
You know,
are they?
They're like puppies with a big butt.
Yeah.
You know, and a big tail. And...
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do that.
Mm.
Jumper puppies.
I don't eat any game.
Jumper puppies.
That's what they call them in Australia, yeah. I heard.
Jumper puppies. Yep. That's cool.
Where
now, Sarah, would you ever
I'll
eat
like
a...
I like it, though.
I made it up.
it's a thing, I swear. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumper puppies.
You heard it here first.
I've seen Australia on TV, so...
What, would you eat a kangaroo? Well, you're vegan now.
So,
and
no.
what? How did this start again? Why did you become vegan? Why would you do this to yourself?
Kanga
oh my gosh,
tofu.
That was a sign. The lights just went on and off when you said the word vegan.
You don't have a clue. Remember, that happened last time I was here, remember?
Yeah.
And
well,
I
that's because
you,
we had electrical
that is
issue.
Ghosts of all the dead
no,
kangaroos.
No, but I told you. I said that happens a lot around me, no matter where I'm going.
It hasn't happened recently, and it just did. Yeah, that was weird.
Told you.
By the way, these guys on
Get
CNN.
Out.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find. Bring up this TV here.
Yeah, Irma wants to
these show guys on TV are know. Ridiculous.
And again, it's not easy to stand in it, but...
Well, then why are you standing in it?
I told you he was tired.
To the families... and the seniors who stayed behind and are suffering through it indoors right now, many of them without power, over 2 million people, almost 2.5 million people without...
I don't understand why they had to stand out there, though.
There's going
to
be a lot of babies born in 9 months.
In the field.
Yeah, in the field. Why would you be out there the whole time? Like, I don't understand. We know it's
for,
windy.
It's for
we see the radar. He was standing up. He was talking about how windy and dangerous it is. And then he sees a guy with a three-legged dog walking out of his house. He's like, sir, the guy's not even answering him. Sir, just stay inside. We'll let you know. We'll come to you. Like, they're all of a sudden like the safety police.
Yeah.
The guy's like, I got to walk my dog. My dog, I don't want him peeing on the inside of the house.
I got to walk my dog.
Yeah. You know how much it takes to get dog poop out of the carpet?
That's true. You got to shampoo it out.
You shampoo
it's a lot of work.
I mean, if it floods, he's going to get new carpet.
Ooh, win-win.
Yeah. But he didn't know if it's going to flood. So I would have taken my dog out, too. A three-legged dog.
This is a real question.
Yeah.
Do you or do you not take your dog out? In an emergency situation.
Hours and hours later.
If you don't know that you're for sure going to get new carpet, you're going to have to take your dog out.
That's true.
You know?
But they do have those little, those pee mats. I mean, you could have always got those.
The pee mats?
Yeah, because you should
What's
have
that?
Been prepared. You know, for dogs. Like, people that live in, like, apartments and stuff don't normally take their dog out. They have, like, a kitty litter for dogs.
Yeah.
It's just a little pee mat, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
No,
that'd be
no
really
offense
disgusting.
To the people who do that, but my roommate had that, and then the dog would come in to my bathroom and pee on my actual bath mats.
Mm.
True, because it's very similar.
Yeah.
But he's just like, he has a pee mat.
Yeah.
And he would only do it when I wasn't home.
So let me ask you this. So you've been in America for 2 years?
Two and a half years.
Yeah. What is the strangest thing from America to Australia? What's the strangest thing that you had to, what's the word I'm looking for?
What's the biggest culture shock moment?
What's the biggest culture shock?
Oh,
what's the thing that you had to adapt to that was like, whoa?
Pick a state. No, it's definitely the language. I know it's that we everybody speak English,
right.
But the slang and...
The slang. I said something to you one time and you're like, what do you mean? Like, you didn't understand the slang. Yeah.
I remember that. I don't know what it was.
I don't either.
Because there's so many, but... I learned another one recently. A friend of mine, I told him something, and he's like, "Oh yeah, sweet, that's clutch." And I was like, "What?"
Well, now clutch. We don't claim clutch.
Let's no, but it's from the north, yeah, so
right.
I was like,
"Well, it's also kind of a younger slang."
They explained it to me, and I was like, "Oh, I get it, because a clutch, like you know, actually, yeah. It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It would be if it was like, oh, that's an accelerator.
Yeah,
but the clutch is just like, hang on, you're taking everything out of gear, like nothing's gonna happen. You're
American right slang now. Really does just move at the fastest speed.
Yeah."
You know what? I'm so glad.
Hauling ass, by the way, is something I never understood, because it's like, are you going slow? Or are you going, if you're hauling something, you're going fast, right?
Yeah.
Or no, you're going slow because you're hauling something. If it's a big load, it's a big ass, then you're going to be driving slower.
Well,
so
true.
What does
people
hauling ass
both
mean?
Ways. That's why they're like, man, I was really hauling ass on the
right.
highway.
And if then you're taking like,
would you hurry up? Just stop hauling ass. It's like,
undo the trailer and you can go faster.
Right.
Why would you haul? Like, I worked so hard to get here. I was hauling ass the whole way here. Well, unhitch the trailer.
Or take a bike. It's faster. You don't have to wear a helmet. Even less weight.
Michael would disagree and say, don't take a bike.
Definitely.
Yeah, don't take a bike. I hate cyclists so much.
I am so,
so
glad,
much.
Though, that there was one that's kind of been faded out. Well, at least around me. I haven't heard it in a long time. Is on fleek.
Oh, on fleek. Yeah, that was like a 6 month thing.
Oh, I couldn't stand that.
That's one of the slangs I never heard spoken out loud.
It was more of a social media.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Thing like
oh,
it's
no,
something
I,
you
I
do on
it.
Instagram and stuff.
Right.
Someone said
Vine.
It to me earlier this year or last year. It was the one of the gym staff.
You tell your eyebrows are on fleek.
Actually, it was either eyebrows or nails. When I said one of the two, and I was like, please don't say that ever again. I was like,
it's usually
just
the way you
nice.
Style something.
Yeah.
Hey, your outfit's on fleek.
Speaking of eyebrows, have you seen those little squiggly things now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah,
in 2 weeks, we're going to have Bryce's birthday party, his 21st birthday party on this show. We got a plan for that,
I think
too.
You should wax
what
his
an adult.
Yeah. Next week, we have Joel Osteen calling in.
Very, the one and only.
The one and only humanitarian Joel Osteen will be calling
coming
in.
Coming to bless us.
Yes.
Who is this?
You'll have to listen to it in Australia.
This is a good American culture thing to know.
Yeah. Joel Osteen is.
He's a famous televangelist,
Oprah's pastor.
Which means,
yeah,
he does church via TV.
Right.
Oh, TV.
Yeah.
TV church.
Yeah.
TV church.
And it's very wealthy. He's been blessed.
Can you tell him to tell Oprah that I really love her game? It's really fun.
What game?
It's called Bold Moves.
Is this on an iPhone or something?
No, it's kind of like, you know, when you change the pieces or the colors and then they disappear in the line or different whatevers.
Like Tetris
like
or something?
Tetris?
No, not like Tetris. Like
like Dr. Mario.
No, like there'll be like a blue dot and a red dot.
Like Bejeweled.
Yes, like Bejeweled.
Okay.
That's the one, yeah. And then once you finish it, you
what, it's Oprah's face or something?
No. It comes up with like this really cool saying or phrase after, and it's like in, like you pick before you go in, like which
believe
thing
in
you
yourself.
Wanna... Yes, yeah, stuff like that. I love it.
So if you do something right, it gives you a.
No, it's,
sort of
it's
a
at
phrase.
The end of that specific like game or level or whatever it's called. And
it gives you a quote.
Yes.
So the game has nothing to do with it. In between the game or in between the levels, you have a inspirational quote from Oprah.
Yeah.
That's
so you
cool.
got to like get like some of the little tiles have like letters on them and stuff. And it's cool. And then if you can finish it or you can guess it beforehand, you know, you've got to like clear like certain tiles to get the solve button.
Uh-huh.
And then you can click the solve button and then you're like, oh, what does this say? And then you it's kind of like playing Wheel of Fortune. Then you're just putting letters in.
So it's like blue,
cool.
blue. Bing! Yeah. To forgive is to let go.
Yes, I don't say stuff like that.
Stedman always tells me I look beautiful in the morning, and you should too.
Yeah,
or something
actually,
like that.
I screenshot.
I try to bring Stedman in. Poor Stedman.
I screenshot it every time.
Do you really?
I
you put
do.
It on Instagram.
But I love Oprah. I listen to so much of her.
I love Oprah
on
too. I wish her show was still on the air. I watched every episode of the final season. Every episode.
I have not done
and
that.
The behind the scenes
Ooh,
of that show on the O Network.
I just want free stuff. I wanted to come back so I can win a car or a trip to Australia.
Yeah, so you can go home
Happiness
for free.
Happiness is the consequence of your personal effort.
Mm.
I should write for this. I feel like I have so many
you
in my
do
mind.
That. We're going to do a game, of an iPhone game, actually. It's called Feed Bobby, and every time you feed him, an inspirational quote pops up from Sarah. That's a good
That's
idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Feed Bobby.
So these quotes, though, they're not all from Oprah. They'll have like Chris Rock, Maya Angelou.
Bill Cosby.
Maya Angelou.
Oh, here's one from Oprah Winfrey. You are not here to shrink down to less, but to blossom into more of whom you really are.
Who else do they have on there? Bill Cosby and
Whoopi Goldberg,
yeah.
Cory Booker, Jeep Patriot. Oh no, wait, that's a picture of my car.
Jeep Patriot.
Maya Angelou, Ernie Hemingway, WW Cummings.
By the way, can we talk about your future plans?
Yes.
She said WW.
WW.
You're going to join the WWE.
Heard it here first. That's not confirmed, but that's my plan.
Well, you, oh my God, Michael, I'm trying not to tell people.
Right. Thank you, please. Now, who was in here the other day told us we're going to be on? Oh, you're also going to be on a TV show.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that first.
Can we?
I went to Miami, so let's all just remember that I live in Miami, mm-hmm. okay? And put that in the end of a sentence later. So this TV show, I'm not sure if I'm actually allowed to say what it is or not, because we had to send units, do confidentiality, all that kind of stuff. I was a lot of background, so you're going to see me play a lot of background in this reality TV show that's all real and not scripted at any
point whatsoever.
No,
just like Little Women Dallas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Not scripted at all. but this TV show, you know, there's a bit of love.
Uh-huh.
And there's probably some kind of music, like, wow. you know.
Like maybe like hip hop or
yes,
something?
Yes, okay. exactly.
Like cool. the hip hop?
Yeah.
Yes. And,
like the
and
rap?
I live in Miami.
Right.
Hip hop
right.
rapping.
So.
That's incredible. And then you're going to be on the WWE in what?
Yeah,
2 or 3 years?
I'm actually, hopefully less time than that. I mean, I know like what my plans are is all working towards that right now. So I'm going to do film and acting back in Australia. That finishes in August. So then I was really reaching out to find out, like, you know, how can I do this wrestling stuff? I got to have experience. So I'll be doing that in the meantime.
Yeah.
And then I found out this one school in Orlando, pray it's still there, is actually the like this one big school where you do like the course. And then like one of the producers or something.
Like a wrestling acting school?
It's just a wrestling school, but one of the producers, I think it's a producer.
They have a job placement program between the WWE?
Pretty much. There's a competition at the end when you do these courses, because they're not just like classes you can go to. You actually have to enroll. And he comes out and pretty much that's how you get on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff with my acting.
I'm excited for your action figure.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to have a bobblehead.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have like the WWE action figure with probably like some kind of a movement.
Someone said,
well,
to
that's
me,
a good movement.
Yeah, that's something with the arm.
Someone said to me yesterday, they're like, well, think about like what you would wear, like try and manifest it. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, what is your
identity.
Name going to be? And I already knew.
Dejna.
No.
Oh.
The Gains Goddess.
Oh, okay. The Gains Goddess.
Right,
yeah.
Because that's been my name since
all right,
bodybuilding.
So pretend that you're trying to go against your component, right? And this is, you know how they always like, I'm going to come after you, brother. You know, that kind of thing. So this is your opponent. Sarah, give me your demon
I'm
name.
A big man. Look at my big old arms.
Right. That's Sarah. You're going to get Sarah, the big old arms, Hollywood, the big old arms, and you're going to do your, go after her.
These arms are so big, I can't take them on the plane. I got to check them.
That's so great.
Sarah, it's been 3 years since we first met yesterday. But I know now today as I stand here in this ring, God, the crowd goes wild.
You should definitely keep this in.
All this is staying. Yeah.
And it's been on my mind. You're a thinking type. Since we had coffee, you never, ever offered me a sip. You're going down.
That's pretty good.
Don't respect my germophobia.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm excited for you. See, you've already thrown it out there with Sarah's help.
Fighting over a sip of coffee.
I really liked how she made a storyline.
Let's actually get set up.
That's what they do. Not that I've ever really watched it, actually.
Yeah. Well, that was very detailed. You had a backstory.
Yeah,
you
that's
had
really storytelling.
When we met back in 97. All right. Well, thank you, Dejna, for coming by. Thank you. This is the only Florida hurricane survivor that we know of at
I'm
this
alive.
Point. Yeah. So plug your Instagram and whatever else people can find you. And then,
right, of course. Again, you guys would have heard it the first time.
Sure.
Which is The Gains Goddess, spelt correctly. No spaces, no hyphens.
No accent.
Or you can have a look at my modeling page, which is just at Dejna James, spelt D-E-J-N-A-J-A-M-E-S.
Yeah, I follow that page.
Dejna James, yeah, There's no music on there.
And then, of course, you'll be back in Dallas sometime in December, probably.
I will be back, yes.
You'll be on the show again, probably.
I'll be back here because I'm doing some work with the GBO Federation. We're actually open. Me and my my business partner are going to open up the GBO Australia.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be rich and important. And then we'll be back for the Atlas, which is much like the Olympia.
Yeah.
In December. So he needs Woo. He needs to come over and meet the president of the GBO, not Trump.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So that'll be really exciting. We'll be back here, and you'll get to meet Bo. Probably bring him out and on the show.
Come on out.
He's funnier than I am.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's
looking,
a high bar.
I mean, looking.
Oh, funny looking. Yeah, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for coming by and braving the storm and driving all the way over here for your, I guess, final appearance. We don't know if you're going to survive this plane flight. Perhaps final appearance on MZ Now. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
Have to fly back. Are you flying back towards the hurricane or are you going the other way?
No, it's the other way.
Oh, okay. So you should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's a long flight. 17 hours. 17 hours on a flight. I couldn't do it. I would come see you, but that's not going to happen. So.
All right. Well, you mean, yeah. You could, there's rowboats are available.
No, I don't do.
She's like, I don't remember inviting you.
We just became Facebook friends today, by the way.
Yeah, but that's, I have you on Instagram.
123 Main Street, Australia.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, you got this, like, some people are like, you message on WhatsApp, other people you message on Instagram, and then other people you message on Messenger or your iPhone and or whatever you got, Android and stuff. But you're actually connected with all these people in every single one of these types of connections,
mm-hmm.
and yet you have certain things for certain people.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You're just like, I know they're going to reply more.
I try to get everything. Mm. I try to talk to everyone on Snapchat, so nothing is recorded.
People always
Nobody
ask
can
me for my Snapchat, which is also the Gains Goddess, but I have more followers on there than I do in Instagram and Facebook, I think, combined.
Yeah.
But yet I'm never on there.
Right.
But, I mean, yes, I am.
Mm.
When I am, though, I do some funny stuff.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen it. All right. Well, good luck to you and all your adventures, and we'll see you soon. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.